leading the news this morning, U.S. President Barack Obama travels to Connecticut to mourn the victims of the Newtown mass shooting. President Obama will meet with grieving families. He'll also speak at a vigil. There's mounting pressure for Washington to introduce much tougher gun control laws in the wake of that shooting that left 28 people dead. Fiji has battened down the hatches as tropical cyclone Evan approaches the country. The island of Vanuatu has endured gale force winds and damaging rain overnight. Evan is expected to hit the holiday hotspot of Nandi tomorrow. The latest Fairfax Nielsen poll is ugly viewing for Tony Abbott. His disapproval rating now stands at 63%. That's the second highest for an opposition leader in the poll's 40-year history. Almost two-thirds of those surveyed were critical of how Mr. Abbott handled the slush fund scandal. Police investigating a double murder in Tasmania say there was no significant history of violence between the suspect and the victims. Police received a call from a 9-year-old girl and found her 31-year-old mother and the mother's 34-year-old partner shot dead in their home. A 59-year-old suspect is in a critical condition in hospital. It's believed the man shot himself after the attack. And the once dominant Liberal Democratic Party has had a resounding victory in Japan's general election. It'll be Shinzo Abe's second stint as Prime Minister. He held the top job briefly in 2007. Mr. Abe wants to see Japan play a much bigger role in global security.